We have a rulemaking function as long as we have a mind. So you would not want to get rid of the rulemaking, or you might have not resisted too much, but you could overlay what the rules are.
Or you could just take our advice and just never mind.
Right, but people find it hard to do that right away.
Well, good. Congratulations. So then you get to pine and ask questions about asking questions about questions about asking questions, and then decide if that question is thinkable or some thought is thinked or thanked.
See, they
think. What's the pluperfect tense of to think? Thanked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think you think to thunk.
Yeah, the thing is, you're saying it sounds like a rule to people. Never mind. So you're like the Buddhist, you know, give up desire to quench desire, and that's a desire. So you're doing the same thing here. You're saying never mind as a rule. How are you going to get yourself out of that one, Mrs. Arnold?
Easy. Never mind is not the rule. Never mind is the standard, because if you never mind, you won't spend 45 minutes trying to figure out what you're never minding.
Yeah, do you see how I shifted from rules to standards? you think you use a different word and fool us? Standard is a rule.
Okay, then once that standard gets obliterated, then it'll no longer judge you. It'll be your post-Android memeable position.
Excellent answer.
Like what you do with a bad habit.